following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Tuesday edition. The day after President's Day. Doug Duda, Damon Day. Glad to have you along with us. What's up, man?
Nothing.
Practicing outside today?
Of course.
No doubt about it.
No doubt. We got to get tougher. We got to build intestinal fortitude. Yeah. Some gumption.
Loafer baseball coach Damon Day, I co-host on Tuesdays. Coming up, we've got a lot of wrestling talk. We're going to talk with Hastings High head coach in Brian Locks. We'll also be talking with the man that runs it all down there at Lincoln, Ron Higdon, about some of the things that fans will see and hear differently this week. We'll also talk with Jim Purcell over in Hastings as the Little Blue River Pheasants Forever banquet is this Saturday, and we'll see what's different over at Hastings.
I heard the announcement this morning that wrestling was going on this weekend, and I was like, oh, great. The Tuesday wrestling expert, Damon Day.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that was what I was going to hear over the airwaves, you know, but no, actually, you know.
All this road time, I know you've been prepping up, watching it online, track wrestling, all that kind of stuff, just paying attention.
No, I got enough things in-house that have been keeping my attention while being on the road that before I venture out into other things. But big congratulations to Coach Mark Bauer and my AA champions for our wrestling program, and very good to see them continue to be successful. So, yeah, so I know a little bit about wrestling. Look at that.
See, look at you.
Look at me. Look at me.
Walking around on campus.
Yep, just giving people the...
Yeah.
So...
Bauer walking around holding the trophy again this week.
No, I'll tell you what. That man is—he's got to be one of the most humble men I know. Because I'll tell you what: if the University of Nebraska Kearney baseball program was a national championship, I will make that trophy into a necklace. I mean, I will. I'll have like a harness that just straps onto my body, and I'll just wear it every day from there on out, just wearing it around.
Yeah, but by that time, won't it knock you off your walker?
Yeah, probably. No. Hopefully not. Hopefully not.
Not very nice. That was not nice at all by me. I'm sorry.
I'll have a little cart for it. I'll have its own little walker for me. So
it'll be like Flava Flav. No, yep. Clock, just trophy.
Yep. Just nice. Wear it around. Wear it around. So
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you'd like to be on the program today, you can also email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Twitter address, at ESPN1460-1550, at ESPN1460-1550. Watched some basketball last night, and I'm sorry. I don't know how the national analysts bite their tongue as much as they do. It's just the point of all I can do is call what's in front of me, and I can't have an opinion. Because if you had an opinion last night, that West Virginia-Kansas deal, the Pittsburgh, this flopping when you and laying on the ground like I snapped my neck in half when you didn't even bump your head on the floor, I am so tired of this. And then I watch, all they show all morning on SportsCenter is Jameis Winston going to work out. Who cares? And boy, he really looks fired up this morning. A man can't saunter any slower than him. Right there, I'd say, pass, bye-bye, bye-bye. Tampa, don't, do it.
Oh, no.
Don't do it.
I completely agree. Tampa Bay, don't do it. I mean, if you're – I mean, he needs to go to some place where they already have an established quarterback where he can kind of, you know – because it's just going to – the same thing that happened to Johnny Manziel is going to happen to Jameis Winston. Now, granted, there's some greater athletic attributes that are going to set Jameis Winston up for success, but the off-the-field issues in a controlled environment – because let's face it, college football is a controlled environment with as much – As they have the GAs, they have everybody keeping track of your schedule. You know, they have everybody kind of getting you where you need to be. And Jameis Winston couldn't stay out of trouble. Now you're going to give him $25 million and freedom, and you're going to expect him to stay out of trouble and make good decisions. I mean, I think that the Mariota, Jameis Winston, I would take Mariota every day of the week and twice on Sundays just from a character standpoint and who I'd want to represent my football team as the face of the franchise, because that's what you're getting. Both these young men can only hope to fall farther down in the draft. They can only hope to go to a play. No, it's not. It's not going to happen because, you know, I mean, I always remember in Dallas when Troy Aikman, you know, sat for a little bit or, excuse me, didn't sit and what, lost 15 games. Now, granted, he was able to bounce back from it. But look what Aaron Rodgers is doing after getting to learn how to be a professional quarterback.
Well, I think some of that thrown into the fire stuff is your circumstances around you, because Peyton Manning did the same thing. They were horrible for the start of his career, but you have to have pretty much all of it and be that special kind of quarterback to get the opportunity to step in. Yes, Tom Brady, I don't think, would have made it day one being the starting quarterback for the Patriots. Being able to come in, see what's going on, take over, awesome. Russell Wilson has found pretty much a way to do it at Seattle.
But that's based on defense and a great running back.
Well,
I mean, he hasn't been given the keys to go out and throw it 50, 55 times. So, I mean,
being in the right situation.
Oh, right, definitely in the right situation.
I think Winston's a better quarterback than Mariota, but what are you going to do? I think I would just flat out pass. Go get whatever else you need. Offensive lineman, defensive back. Don't waste the money. Go get somebody that has something. I mean, it's okay to have a quarterback that nobody has heard of.
The majority of these guys that are big-time NFL quarterbacks were lightly regarded or maybe not as highly regarded in the college game as they are now. I mean, Aaron Rodgers didn't lead Cal to a national championship, and he's considered one of the best. Brady had a successful career at Michigan, but people forget he was in a quarterback controversy every single year up in Ann Arbor with what he was going to do. Peyton Manning had a tremendous amount of success with Tennessee, you know, but he's kind of, let's face it, he's on the other side of his career. You know, you look at Russell Wilson, didn't have a tremendous amount of success at North Carolina State or Wisconsin. You know, success, but not where you're thinking, you know, number one, number two, national title type of things. And so, you know, I'm starting to realize that the gap between success at the college level and the gap and the success at the professional level are very, very different. What you need to be successful at the college level is very different than what you need to be successful at the professional level. And I think that's where Mariota and Winston and all these different guys, I still go back to the guy, Kevin Whitlock from Kansas City, who said Cardale Jones would probably be a better pro quarterback than Winston and Mariota just based upon agility and arm strength. You know, like that's why they call him 12-gauge. And so, you know, it's an interesting debate because they're supposed to be the franchise saviors and all those types of things. But when was the last number one quarterback to make it to the Pro Bowl?
Well, probably Peyton, right?
Yep.
Is it anybody since then?
No.
Yeah. Jason Whitlock.
Jason, sorry.
888-455-ESPN if you'd like to join us. But again, this is what's wrong. We wonder why these high school kids are – why they do some of the things they do. Why do we care? Why are we watching Jameis Winston walk into a practice facility in Michigan? Come on, SportsCenter. There's got to be something better to cover. Do you really, and I'm asking the listeners out there, you seriously can't care, right? You seriously cannot care. If that was Tommy Frazier, you seriously couldn't really care, could you? You couldn't watch that much. Pick whoever you want as your favorite team, your favorite player. You seriously can't sit there and watch that crap, can you?
Yeah, and there's a market for it.
Well, and I'm not going to the combine. I'm talking. You want to sit and watch the NFL Network and watch the combine and watch guys run fast and jump high and do all that? That's fine. That's fine. We're not watching anything. Oh. We're talking about a guy we've been talking about for 3 years. Did something change?
But obviously,
what are you talking about?
Yeah, but obviously that there's a market for that. I mean, it's the same thing.
Where?
What?
Where?
Well, obviously,
who seriously cares? I've never met anybody, and if you're out there, call, text, tweet, whatever you want to do. Do you really care? I mean, are you sitting there on the edge of your seat wanting to know what Ron Jaworski is saying about Jameis Winston that he hasn't said over the last 2.5 years?
I think that obviously there is some people that want to do that because of people with a lot more into the television network side of things than I do must have the statistics, the data to back up that people are watching these guys.
There's nothing going on, Damon.
NBA, oh, right.
NBA's on break. You can't shove hockey down your throat. It's still a little far out to the Duke North Carolina game. There's not spring training. Hey, I can't believe they're not.
Oh, I'm not saying that they're. I'm just saying that that's the reason why is that people are watching. It's the same reason why that is Rivals.com become a big deal. Why is you know Billy Joe and Loomis or whatnot following the computer of a 17-year-old kid who's only a junior in high school because he has Nebraska on his list and can tell you why. I mean, that's the...
Because he never played for the Huskers and he always wanted to.
Right. I mean, but it's the same type of thing. People
it's
are
like
going to watch...
through your kid as a parent.
Watching Jameis Winston's like waiting for a dumpster fire to break out. That's why you're watching him, to see what's going to happen next with the guy. And you're right. That's why we have issues with high school kids, and we have those types of things because they look at a Jameis Winston who's getting all this fame, all this notoriety, and is going to make a tremendous amount of money while not following the rules, breaking laws, and let's face it, you know, not a very good human being.
Now, on the other side of things, Tim Tebow's coming to the Tri-Cities. Did you know that? Did you hear that?
When will Tim Tebow be here?
Tim Tebow in... partnership with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Looks like it is April 16th, Tim Tebow and Tom Osborne will be in Grand Island. Sean Alexander is going to speak at their legacy banquet in Kearney as well. So that's March 29th. March 29th, Sean Alexander. April 16th, Tim Tebow. That's Grand Island, Sean Alexander, Kearney. So that'll be coming up in the very near future. April 16th is a Thursday. And
I'm trying to effort my schedule as we speak to find out
if you're playing.
If we're playing. Because if we are not on the road, which April the 16th, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, no, it's our final home series. Huh. April the 16th. If I can find some time, I would like to go hear Tim Tebow speak, and I would like to take both my children.
We're going to talk more about that as we get closer to the event. Again, Brian Lack's going to join us, Hastings High wrestling coach, in our next segment. Then Ron Higdon from the Nebraska School Activities Association, Jim Purcell, talking about the Pheasants Forever Banquet in Hastings on Saturday. And we've got a whole lot more coming up, so stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
So you work late, golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just arrange a happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour. For everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Winter weather advisory that remains in effect. Otherwise, we'll have snow likely. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, a slight chance of snow with a low near 9, and Wednesday, sunny skies with a high near 28 degrees. Currently, it's 19.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, a lot of places say they are a sports bar and grill, but no one combines the best of both places like the Kearney Chicken Coop. One of the reasons, their flame-broiled buffalo wings and the new sauce, mango habanero. It's not even on the menu yet. You'll have to request that special. It's very, very yummy. Also, all their home-style pizzas, salads. It's $1 off the salads today for lunch from 11 to 4. They've got a kids' menu just for the little rascals that you bring in there, or, of course, in your case, Damon, the angels that that you would be bringing in.
Yes.
Sports Bar and Grill, offering the best television sports viewing with all of your favorite sports packages, not to mention ice-cold beer. Need room to accommodate your large group? Well, they offer convenient party areas as well. Get them reserved because things will be rolling around with graduation and family reunions and work things just as soon as, well, as
flying.
Stop in today at the Kearney Chicken Coop Bar and Grill. How was Valentine's Day for the youngsters since you weren't around? You were playing baseball.
It was Valentine's Day was really cool for me because I had the little man with me on the road trip. So it was his road trip to go with me this year. And I tell people all the time, that's the coolest thing about what I get to do is just to have my son along. And
is he the bad boy?
No, he's still too young for that. But it is truly amazing just how awesome the players treat him and how they look out for him and they include him. And it is just such a great weekend. We didn't play very well this weekend, but it's still, I think he added some comic relief because, he don't care. He still, Max Ayoub struggles a little bit at the dish, and Bubba wants to go hang out with Max and sit with him, and put a smile on his face. And so it was a real special weekend to have Cody John along with me. And, kind of like I alluded to, we didn't play very well. And that's how it goes here in the early going. And
probably helps you watch your tongue, too.
Things got heated. I mean, the things with the Colorado State Pueblo, I don't know what it is in the drinking water there, but it can just amplify things.
3-2.
Between each other. And they were very, very good college baseball games. They were very, very good college baseball games. I think 2-1 run games and a 2-run game. And, those are things that are going to bode well for us down the road. We've been in a lot of close games early. I think 6 of our 10 games that we've played have been either 1 or 2 run games or have kind of hinged on a swing of the bat. And that's what you do in your preseason schedule is set it up like that. I mean, we didn't go out and play Three Sisters of the Poor this year to rack up 6-7 wins and feel real good about ourselves. We put ourselves into a meat grinder of a situation, and I'm, wish we could have had a couple more plays. It's kind of one of those things that a hit here or there, and we could be 7-3, 8-2. Also on the other side of thing, a player swinger there too. We could be 2-8, 3-7. So we're probably 5-5. A little disappointed in that, but it don't really matter because all that matters is starting on Thursday in Oklahoma City.
No Sports Center this weekend.
What's that?
No sports.
No Sports Center this weekend. I did see 9 ejections. Which is an all-time high. There were 9 Colorado.
Was this all after the balk call? Again, UNK won on Friday or Saturday night because of a balk in the ninth inning.
Which was a really unfortunate situation because it was a good college baseball game. But, we really had things going our way, and they tried to basically a trick play to kind of stem the tide. And I don't know why you would try that play in that situation. I never question other coaches, but I you know, from my standpoint, everyone's asked me, I don't know why you run that play. And basically what you're trying to do is get the guy to see if it's a squeeze play or something like that, and you can't step towards home plate. You can't step that far towards home plate, and then you know, some tensions ran high there, and some ejections happened, and you know. But I was really proud of our guys, the way they handled the entire weekend. There's two differently, totally different programs, the way things are run between the two institutions, and that's fine. Everybody has their own way of doing it, but I'm extraordinarily proud of our young men and how they carried themselves and how they represented the University of Nebraska at Kearney. And that's all you can really ask for your players in those types of environments, is to, you know, control what they can control and stay above the fray.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. It says, "Hey, Damon, I thought it was a great call." Signed, Pete Carroll. So,
yeah.
Pete is in the area. Must be hunting or something.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great call, in my opinion, and we shut them down later on in the inning. So,
no pickup trucks will be involved in that call, though. This comes from Dale in Hastings. He says, "I saw a tidbit last night about rivals. From what I saw, they have 2 sixth graders on their watch list." Wow. And I saw one of those when I was perusing this morning.
Yeah, I love when people bring up to me, "Hey, we got a 5-star guy." I'm like, "Oh, that's odd, you know, great. Who's we, first of all?" Because I didn't know that you ran a college or were the football coach for anybody. But I'm also most stunned when people say those things to me, and it's like, man, he's 17 years old. You know, he's a bad breakup from his girlfriend away from losing his mind, you know, or something like that. So I always I have never found the website, and people have told me that it's out there. But I would love it where you can cross-check where they were at 5 years ago. So, like, the senior class that just is going into this draft, what was Winston at? What was Mariota at? What were those guys rated at? I haven't been able to find that. So if you do know it, because I'm sure someone out there does know it.
I'll tweet you, man.
Yeah, tweet Doug. Or,
no, don't tweet me. Tweet
me, because I have a 10-hour drive to Oklahoma City, so I would like to look up some of those things.
Doug Duda, David Day with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. And on Thursday morning, the Nebraska State High School Wrestling Tournament will get underway. And before he puts all the mats down personally, Ron Higdon from the Nebraska School Activities Association joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ron, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing good. It looks like still winter sports weather out there. I got worried when the golf teams were able to practice outside.
I hear you.
Well, we are ready for wrestling, and the question is, are you ready for wrestling?
We are getting there. As you, like you said, we put the mats out tomorrow, and then it's full go. We're ready to roll.
Oh, before we jump into Omaha, I do want to touch on, so I don't forget at the end here, because chronologically the state duels will happen on the 28th. What's the status of the duels? I know that everyone that wants them is concerned, and everyone that doesn't want them think this could be the last year. I know a lot of this is based on attendance. We are on a one-year-at-a-time basis now, if I've got that right. What's the story on the duels?
That's correct. Actually, I think we're in a great spot with duels. We have our member schools that are fully behind it. We do need to make sure that people support it, because, as you stated, if we don't have people in the stands and people are not showing interest in it, then it could potentially be in trouble. I think that we're pretty safe for the next few years. Our board of directors has looked at it closely, and really you have to give some things a chance before you just cut the cord on it. So we have changed the format of it in an attempt to make it more fan-friendly and look more like a championship at the end when we crown the champions, because all four classes will be wrestling their championship matches on just four mats all at the same time at the end of the night.
That'll be 7 o'clock go time for all of that. It starts at 9 in the morning with A&D and then B&C at 10:30, and we'll be following it all day here on ESPN. Ron, I don't know the numbers, and I don't know that you will exactly, but I'm guessing you can give me at least a ballpark here. How would the numbers of the state duel compare to some of the less attended events? We know state swimming is jammed, and if it was a bigger facility, there'd probably be more fans, but I'm talking like state softball in Hastings or state tennis, where most of the people that attend are parents and maybe a few of the classmates of the school. How do those numbers compare?
Right. Well, the tennis and golf, because we don't charge for admission, we don't keep attendance figures for those. As far as swimming, as you said, it's locked because we sell it out, and it's around 2,000 a little between 200 and 2,500 for the attendance on that. When you talk about some of the others that you mentioned, give me an example. What were you talking about before?
Comparing with some of the lesser. I think I mentioned tennis. I mentioned softball.
Softball would be a good one to. But softball, you got to remember that that's three classes of eight classes per. That's pretty similar, but you have a 3-day tournament also, so they have more opportunities to come out. I think our first year we had about 2,600 in attendance, and last year we had some pending weather that probably hurt us a little bit, and we were just under 2,000. Now, that's paid attendance. That doesn't count all the workers and participants, which we would have over 600 for that. So the numbers have an opportunity to get better this year, and I think that they definitely will with the new format that we've come up with.
Ron Higdon of the Nebraska School Activities Association is joining us here. I know you would love to be at the duels if you weren't playing baseball, Damon.
Yes, without a doubt.
We'll be at your facility. We'll kind of be on your home turf, though.
Yes. Yes.
Ron, since you've taken over, there have been tweaks to the state tournament in Omaha, and I think a lot of people, most people, like them. Some of them don't even know all the tweaks that you guys have made, and I know there will be a few tweaks again this year. Can you tell us what will be new at the state tournament?
Sure. I think that you're right. We've made some significant strides in trying to reach our main goal, which is focusing on the athletes. We did make a significant change in my first year here when we went to track wrestling, which is a very user-friendly for the viewer application that runs our state championship. We also have made available over the last couple of years video. So mat side video will be available to anybody that wants to view it. Now that we've signed on with the NFHS network, that is a subscription-based viewing, but you pay for. There's different variations of subscriptions that you can buy, and whatever you buy, you can view any matches that you want throughout the 3-day period there. And if you purchase a week-long pass, you can go all the way through duels and watch all the matches at duels that you would like to watch as well. In addition to that, we've probably more of glitz and glitter, and wrestling lends to some pageantry that other sports don't have the luxury of having. And we get to shut out the lights and spotlight the finalists as they come out and use the $6 million video board that CenturyLink has to do some highlight video stuff. It's pretty cool to have our student-athletes look up there with their eyes big and wide and like, wow, this is great, this is awesome. So it's exciting for us to be able to do that for them, and it highlights them specifically.
And also We will be talking more about the wrestlers on the mat than getting the wrestlers on the mat.
Pardon me?
I said we'll be talking more about the kids while they're wrestling than ahead of the time because instead
yes.
of being
so we have a called a mat system that is integrated from the track wrestling system that'll be on the big video board and it'll be on the computers. Anybody that's watching, you can kind of tell who's on deck for each mat and who's in the hole on each mat and who's actually wrestling. There's live scoring on the computer, as well as our ribbon boards that go around the CenturyLink will show all the scores of all the matches as they go with the kids' name and lights. We have the call-to-mat system on the largest screen, and everybody's been using it for the last, I don't want to say everybody, but majority of the tournaments during the regular season, because we are all on track wrestling, use that call-to-mat system. And we'll pull all the announcing of matches to mats that gets pulled, and we're going to use our announcers to identify, you know, good matchups, returning state medalists or state champions, and when they're competing against other guys of that caliber or somebody going for the national pin record. We have a kid from Syracuse that is on the verge of breaking the national pin record if he hasn't already done it. So that kind of stuff, we're going to draw the attention of the crowd to those. And hopefully it's going to be a little bit of a learning process if people haven't been used to it during the regular season. But it's fairly simple to follow, and I think that majority of the people will actually like it better.
as Damon Day here, and as we were kind of joking beforehand, that I am a novice to wrestling and don't, you know a lot about wrestling, but I enjoy watching competition. I enjoy watching young people, you know, do their thing and compete at it. As someone like myself, if I were to go to the state tournament, what were two or three things that I should be ready for, I should be prepared for, I should be excited about, that I have to see if this is going to be my first state championship for wrestling in Nebraska?
Well, the highlights probably are because of the way we do our brackets. The semifinals become sometimes better matchups than the finals at certain weights. So our semifinals that go at Friday night at 5 o'clock in the evening, and the finals that go at 3 o'clock on Saturday, those are pretty big time productions and really good competition. I mean, everybody kind of really gets into it, and we have a great time, like I said, showcasing those athletes and giving them an opportunity to compete in front of a large crowds of people. I mean, we'll probably have, I venture to say on Friday night, we could have 14,000 people in the CenturyLink.
It's a great event. The Parade of Champions, the best moment of the entire year. And Ron Higdon, before we let you go here, how are the officials, and I'm not talking about quality, I'm talking about number here. I hear concerns that we need more wrestling officials. How are those numbers coming along?
You're exactly right. And those, we have some glimmers of hope and some young guys that come in, and as we try to get them to progress, at times we lose them. Sometimes we lose them to coaching. Sometimes we lose them to medical school, or those guys that are in college are great targets for us to come up and gather some new ones. But we are losing them at the top end, meaning retiring, at a larger rate than we're gaining them. I think we've kind of leveled off to where it's almost even now, but we were losing them so fast prior to a couple of years ago that we've made that a conscious effort on our part at the NSAA to recruit, train, and retain officials, not only in wrestling, but in softball. And basketball is the only one that's probably in good health, because we have over 1,200 officials in the state of Nebraska, which is a great number. When we talk about wrestling or softball or baseball or soccer is a big one too. We're always recruiting and looking for new officials. So we're doing some things with some area YMCA's clubs, colleges across the state that are targeting those people that we want to try to recruit into the ranks of officials for the NSAA.
Well, it all gets underway Thursday morning at 9:30 at the A&D and at 4:30 for BNC. Ron, anything else that you want to let the fans know?
Absolutely. You know, one other thing that we've added this year, in order for those guys' teams to have a better opportunity to get recognized for their accomplishments, prior to the semifinals on Friday night, we're going to have a parade of champions for the teams that qualify for the duels that is going to be on the next weekend. And this gives them an opportunity to get the recognition that they deserve in front of a large group of people. So Friday night, prior to the beginning of the semifinals, we're going to bring the 32 teams, four for each class, that have qualified for duels, and let them get a nice ovation in front of the crowd and be recognized for their accomplishment.
That'll be outstanding. Always like something new and fun, and you guys are doing a great job, Ron. We will see you down there on Thursday, and thanks for chatting with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, I appreciate the call, and thanks for everything you do for us.
Thanks, buddy. Take care. Ron Higdon, he has taken the wrestling bull by the horns. And
production. It sounds like a very thought out, very much a great production. The one question that I don't want to ask, because I'm not a trained person when it comes to those types of things, but you know, he said something about, you know, this is, we're really big about the student athlete experience, but then yet we're still talking about the number of people that are going to come. Is it a revenue generating? And that would be my question, is when did it go away from the fact for student athletes to get to compete and now turn everything into, is it a revenue generating? Is it a revenue stream? And, you know, obviously there's coaches and teams that want to do it, so isn't that good enough? And I don't know, and maybe that's a question for another day, and I'm not going to, you know, but that's something that I find very, very interesting is when did everything become about how much money we're going to make out of it, and when did it become ticket sales and all those types of things? Because let's face it, for a really long time, and I bet you the majority of these events lose money. I mean, just by, you know, sheer the cost to get teams there, and I don't know how what all the state covers, but when are we as educators and coaches and are going to get it back to truly being about the student athlete? Because that's become the new catchphrase, is it's all about the student athlete and their experiences. But then we're going to maybe cut an event because it doesn't draw enough people. So I that would be a question that maybe he can't answer, but the NSAA or the NCAA or whatnot, because I find that that's become the new cliche, is what are we going to do for the student-athlete? And what type of experience can that student-athlete have? Because I find that even with my own self, you know, at UNK and dealing with, hey, you know, what's best for our student-athletes?
And I think that's one of the ways to chat about that is what the interest level is, which also then correlates, obviously, you know, if you're running a theater and nobody wants to see this movie, you don't get the movie. And I think, without exactly saying it that way, that's part of what he's alluding to. And I'm pretty sure that 100% of wrestling coaches across the state are not on board with the
right.
state
and
duels.
Maybe that's
a majority is. And so that's what got this all going. And then it seemed like the first year that they had it, everybody was going, it's like everything else. It takes a while for it to settle in. I think we're going to be fine. Once you get to that point of doing it 4, 5, 6 years, just like when it moved from Lincoln to Omaha, once you got used to it, then you liked it, and the competition was obviously the number one thing. So there you go. By the way, this just a kind of while we were talking here, I can't believe you don't know and follow wrestling a lot more. And from the plain fact that it's one of the most popular sports in communist countries.
I knew you were going somewhere with it.
Oh, but there you go.
Unfortunately for me, my wrestling career was the briefest of brief. And
you didn't like being chucked around like that?
I got chucked around once.
That was it.
I got pinned in like 7 seconds, 8 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah, a kid just chewed me up and spit me out. I mean, I was a 6'3", 145 pound Adonis back in the day,
and must have been slow.
No, I was extraordinarily fast, but I didn't realize, like, that. Once they said go, it was over. Like, I thought we were gonna like dance around a little bit, you know, size each other. No, the guy just did his thing and it was over. Now granted, he was a wrestler on the 8th grade wrestling team and I was not.
Yeah,
so it was over before, and that was the first time, and I honestly have only wrestled one time. Because every day after that, when we still did the wrestling section during it, I was nowhere to be found. I was at the nurse's station. I was in the library doing something. So now you know why I have no idea how to wrestle or whatnot.
Oh, man. Doug Duda, Damon Day. And we have caught up with the head wrestling coach at Hastings High School, Brian Locks. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, Doug?
How was your first wrestling match? Do you remember it?
Yeah, I recalled my first one. It was at Grand Island Central Catholic, and I remember, you know, looking over the kid and thinking, man, this guy is going to be easy, and I think I went out and got pinned in under a minute. So, yeah, you always kind of remember, you know, your first matches, but you also remember your losses as well.
And this is a debate that we always have. Do you remember what age you actually competitively wrestled?
I believe I started in 3rd grade, and then I took a few years off, and then picked back up in the 6th, and then, you know, went in junior high.
And I know a variety of programs like to get kids involved, kindergarten age, I'll say, just to kind of get them socially going. It's not so much about all the technique. How about your youth program that you have going there?
Yeah, we basically say 1st grade, you know, on up to 11th grade, but we do allow you know, younger kids, kindergarten, or even we even have some preschool in which the parents are involved. You know, basically, we don't want them to come and just drop them off and be a babysitting service. But if there's a parent that is willing to help out, you know, and basically monitor, you know, their little wrestler, then we say go for it.
Brian Locks joining us here, the head wrestling coach at Hastings. They have qualified 10, and they're also going to be in the state duels going on in Kearney the following week. Coach, your thoughts on where you're at headed to Omaha with the 10 qualifiers and how things stack up for you in Omaha?
Yeah, I think, you know, we have 5 guys that are coming back that have experience and you know, four of the five, are multiple qualifiers, and with that we have some state placers and some state champions. So, we're excited for them. We're excited for the other five that, you know, this will be their first time going down. Looking at our brackets, I think there's some favorable draws, but, you know, there's going to be some big matches early, first round, second round matches that will end up, being big tests for us.
Brian, talk about your three district champions from Saturday and how they're wrestling for you right now.
Well, I think with Nolan at 126, he's been pretty stable the whole year, and he's wrestling real well. With Wee Trung at 152, the last few weeks with him has been he's been real strong in the practice room, and he was struggling there for a few weeks, but he's feeling a lot better with where he's at, and I think with his bracket he has some opportunities to go far. And then Joel Smith, a guy who basically went 0-3 at our conference tournament the week before, ends up basically, winning the state, or excuse me, the district championship, and just wrestled real well. And we talk about performing and just taking each match at a time. And Joel, did that at districts and ends up being a district champ. So just real excited for those guys, not only those three, but the other guys that we have going.
Brian's getting ready for class there, so we'll keep it real quick here, Brian. What about the shock of the younger Laux, Connor suffering his first loss at districts, and how do you talk through that, and how does that change the way his bracket looks?
Yeah, it really didn't help him, or excuse me, it really didn't hurt him that much. And, sometimes it's good to end up, taking a loss before the state tournament. You hated to be the districts, but, you got to give credit to the Kinnaman from Lincoln Southeast, who wrestled a very smart match. And, Connor didn't respond very well in that match with some of the situations that he was put in, but we'll end up some film, and there's some things that we're going to address. And I think in terms of the bracket, he's sitting fine.
And finally, coach with just 10, which is great. What are your feelings about, can you, with these 10 kids and losing obviously one here before the districts that would have got you some points, do you still have a chance to chase down a trophy in Omaha?
Well, I think we still have firepower, but we've actually lost two individuals that basically combined a 56-3 record, and both of them were ranked. So, those are things that hurt. But, like I said, we still have firepower. We still feel that we can score, a lot of points. And we always talk about how, crazy things happen at the state meet. And, I'm just excited for our guys, and hopefully, we wrestle well and represent our school and our town very well.
What class are you getting ready for?
I got geography class, and they're being loud.
What do we teach? What's the specific plan for today? What are we teaching?
Oh, we're looking at the economies of the world. Something that you probably a class that you didn't have when you went to school, did you?
I'm not very good in economics. For myself, so why would I care what's going on in the world? Brian, hey, I'll let you get back to teaching there. Thanks for touching base with us. We'll see you in Omaha.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
That's Brian Laux, head coach at Hastings. That's tough. This is, 3 weeks ago, a month ago, coming out of Christmas, this is a crew as a team that they're ranked second in the state, and they hope to have their first legitimate shot at a state title, and things that you've been talking about. And you know how this is, David. Heck, when you went in and played with 9 kids, you had to go find a position player just to play for you last year. And everything, that's why I'm always about the moment. Oh, well, we got all juniors this year. We're going to be back next year. Yeah, a kid moves, a kid gets hurt, a kid does something stupid, gets suspended.
And senioritis?
Yeah. I mean, there's all that. So
You know, I'm
all kinds of different things can happen.
I'm starting to realize that it takes just as much luck as it does skill to get to where you need to be, and that's not to say that
you
gotta
have the skill,
right? But you need a little bit of lady luck to, because I kind of go back to, you know, when we, you know, in 11 when we made that run and things were going really well. You can think of, oh, I can think of this play where, you know, so and so I thought really hurt himself. But, you know, he kind of walked it off, and he was good to go. Whereas this year, you know, I saw a swing, and I was like, and oh, yeah. I mean, broke his wrist. You know, just it's so weird how the injury bug comes and goes. And you know, I still don't have it figured out why. I would love to see the stats on it, because I just, how many more kids are injured nowadays than before because of overuse, because of starting training so early, all those different things.
Bigger, I think faster, stronger.
Yeah, I think that's all those reasons on why you're seeing a lot more just injuries across the board than you ever have before. I mean, I don't know if we're starting strength training too soon. I mean, that's all for a whole nother roundtable discussion here on the Doug and Daddy Show of youth sports. You know, I'm waiting for that invitation on. You know, I think that one you could get some people pretty fired up.
You think?
You would have to play referee,
yeah,
if you did a roundtable discussion about youth sports.
Problem is, you have to bring in the psycho one, and you have to bring in the conservative one. Most people are in between, but that's where you get the loudness at some of the events, is because somebody's over the top and somebody's very conservative, and that's where you get the chirping at your events.
Yeah, yeah, that's a very valid point.
888-455-ESPN. And, folks, get on down to see the crew at your Midway Auto Dealership, Midway Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Just because President's Day was yesterday doesn't mean that the President's Day offers are over. Check them out on GMC. Get up to $8,000 off the GMC Sierra 1500 Double Cab. And see Midway for details on a variety of other items as well. You can get up to $5,000 cash back on select 2014 and 2015 Buick that are in stock. See Midway, South 2nd Avenue, or visit thinkmidway.com to see their full Buick selection, their full GMC selection. And, of course, they're out and about at the Cattlemen's Classic this week as well, just helping out with many more community events. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac in Kearney, and thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. We'll talk a little Pheasants Forever Banquet in Hastings. Jim Purcell when we return.
Registration is now open at the Hastings YMCA for Spring Youth Sports. This is a great way to get your child involved in some fun activity and team interaction. The Spring Youth Sports season runs April through May with spring soccer, volleyball, and flag football. Parents who volunteer to coach get free registration for their kid to play. Maximum 2 children free per team. Contact the Hastings Y today for more information on coaching a team or for registering your youth for spring soccer, volleyball, or flag football. Find out more at hastingsymca.net.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com. Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport... done right.
Your customers make your business. Every day you want to attract new customers and keep the ones you have. At the same time, running your business within a budget. Get noticed with help from Copycat Printing. Their design and printing teams can go big with banners, yard signs, wall graphics, banner stands, and even wraps for your company vehicles. Copycat Printing can help you stand out at the fair or conventions with a booth that will turn people's heads. If you can imagine it, they can design it and print it. Copycat Printing, 21st and Avenue A in the downtown Kearney Center, or visit their website, kearneycopycat.com. Copycat Printing. A better idea.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up, our Cunningham's Comedy Clip. And we will give you a chance to win tickets to Comedy Night Thursday at Cunningham's. Right now, though, our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you about the popularity of the NBA All-Star Game. Are you a big fan of the NBA All-Star Game? 90% says not very popular at all. 10% said, yeah, jump on board. Well, today, this is a good one. Should Tiger Woods consider retirement? What do you think? Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. What do you think, Damon? Should Tiger consider retirement?
No, not at all. I think he's got another major or two in him.
I just don't know how you can look like that. You think? Here's the only thing I've got is that maybe he's just, you know, he's tweaking us all. Those odds get up there about 50 to 1, and he's got people laying stuff off in Vegas. And the next thing you know, he wins by 8. You know, he's got some bills to pay. He's got some things to take care of. Got to fix a tooth.
I always love it, and this is just media in general and whatnot. I love when Ian Baker Finch and Brandel Chambly start to tell what Tiger needs to do. Brandel, you've never even been there on a Sunday in a major, so you know what? I don't think you can speak to what Tiger needs to do on a Sunday. I love that, though. At least Baker Finch won a British Open,
yeah.
So I give him a little bit. His voice is cooler or whatnot. But Chambly and Nobolo, really, guys? I mean, he's the greatest golfer.
That's why you got to have Nota Begay talking about Tiger.
Yeah.
All Nota, all the time. Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com on the Midtown Mart. Cooler question. Jimmy Purcell bounces around to the Midtown Mart when he's bouncing around in Hastings, and he joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Talk about the Little Blue River Pheasants Forever Banquet Auction and all the fun they're going to have at the Adams County Fairgrounds on Saturday night. How's it going, Jimmy?
It's going pretty good. Any snow over that way?
Yeah, it's blowing around pretty good, too. But I think
we had a little bit of a blizzard over here this morning, and now the sun's shining and starting to melt some stuff off over here in Hastings.
So that's what we're trying to get done as well. We're supposed to talk a little Pheasants Forever here. So, these banquets are held from time to time all over the area. And tell me a little bit about your chapter.
Well, they are. We've been in existence for quite a while. I've been on the committee for about 6 years now, and we've got several habitat projects in the works as we speak, and always looking for additional areas to put up some habitat projects. We've got a habitat committee that would be interested to talking to anyone, whether it be at the banquet this weekend or via the phone. We are always interested in coming out and taking a look at your property and seeing what we can do to try to bring the pheasant population back. I know that's the biggest thing we hear is where are the birds? There are really no pheasants around, and believe me, it's been pretty tough pickings. But if you take a drive out in the country, you see a lot of corn stalks around. So the farming industry is really taking a lot out of the pheasant population.
Jimmy, as you take a look at where some of the monies have went, can you tell us about a specific project or two that you guys have jumped on here in the last couple of years?
Well, we, without being really specific, because some of the landowners like to keep that kind of quiet, but we do have a couple of projects going to the northeast of Hastings, and they're coming along good. We've still got some burns to do, which is we come in with a prescribed burn everything off, and then obviously things come back a lot fuller, and it gives the pheasants a lot better habitat. We like to come in and cut out cedar trees and remove a bunch of that, so just try to make it more pheasant friendly and for the birds around you.
Talking with Jimmy Purcell, a few of you may recognize that voice as the color man for the Hastings College Broncos with Mike Will. They hit the road for a variety of times, but this Saturday, Adams County Fairgrounds, let the folks know about the banquet and what they need to do to get there and what's what the times are, the who, what, when, where, why.
Sure. The banquet, annual banquet is again Saturday night. Doors will open at 5:30. Then there's something that you might know about very well. It's called Happy Hour that begins at 5:30, goes till 6:30. We will then have the meal starting at about 7 o'clock, which is prime rib dinner catered in by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. They will have that on hand, and then the auction, live auction, will start shortly after the meal has been served and everybody kind of has their stuff picked up off the tables.
Jimmy, give me some uniqueness or what you think is going to be cool about some of the auction items or something specific that caught your eye over there that you think people will enjoy.
Well, it's always fun as we, put these events together year in and year out. It's always one of the big things is guys that come in, kids alike, they like to win a gun. I mean, that's the biggest thing. And we take pride in trying to feature a lot of guns at the banquet, an option for individuals to walk away with. We're going to have upwards of 23 guns at the banquet, whether that be a shotgun, a rifle, or a handgun. So that's kind of one thing that we try to take pride in. Some other items, we've got a, on the live auction anyway, we've got a fishing trip donated to Harlan County. We've got a backyard barbecue for 50 people. We've got Terry Redland prints are always a big hit at the banquets. We've got a couple of those. One of the guns is a gun of the year. It's a Winchester 101 shotgun that will be on the live auction as well. So just a lot of nice items on that live auction for people to kind of take a look at. We'll have in the neighborhood of 45, 46 live auction items on hand that evening.
Jim Purcell with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Little Blue River Pheasants Forever Banquet and Auction is at the Adams County Fairgrounds this Saturday night. If someone's been very involved with this project but maybe just moved to the area, Jimmy, how can they get involved with you guys?
Well, they can call my myself at 402-469-3568, or they can get a hold of one of the board members. Obviously, don't have their numbers readily available, but by giving me a call, we can get you directed with the right personnel to be become a possible member. And we're always looking for committee members as well. It is a lot of legwork and a lot of volunteer time goes into this. And as the banquet gets closer and closer between getting sponsors and the items to feature at the banquet, it is a lot of time. But it's rewarding when the banquet hits on Saturday night. It's a lot of fun.
And you're pretty popular. This comes from Chris in Kearney. He wants to know if he attends on Saturday, if you will do your genie impersonation.
You know, there's a lot of impersonations that could probably take place Saturday night. Whether impersonations or bucket lists, I've had several. And being able to be with Mike Will is one of them. But to be on the Doug and Daddy Show, such a famous show, I definitely have got another notch on my bucket list taken care of. But yeah, if he would have went to attend, that would be fine. I would probably be able to meet him at the refreshment stand, and we could talk about that.
Well, Jimmy, we'll get him pointed in the right direction. Anything else that the folks need to know?
Really not too much. Again, doors open at 5:30, and meal is at 7. If you're already a Pheasants Forever member, the meals are $20. Kids 15 and under is $15 for the prime rib meal. And again, the kids are all welcome. Every kid that shows up at the banquet will walk away with some item. We do have some guns for the kids available for drawings. We got some lifetime hunting permits and a couple other things I did not mention on the live auction. We will have, and we haven't had for a few years, is some dogs available. We've got a German Shorthair AKC registered pup going to be on hand. He'll be 8 weeks the day of the banquet. And then we'll also have a German Shorthair Lab Cross available for the auctions, too. We haven't had dogs for quite a few years in our banquet. But just going to be a lot of fun. Invite everybody that's around to come on out. It's a good time there at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings.
All right, Jimmy, we'll let you get back to your day. Have a good one, and hopefully everything goes well for you guys on Saturday.
Well, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot, and you guys have a great day.
You too, buddy. Jimmy Purcell from Hastings. Don't forget, if you are a big fan of these types of banquets or a member of Pheasants Forever, that the Little Blue River Pheasants Forever Banquet is coming up on Saturday night at the Adams County Fairgrounds. When we come back, by the way, Greg has fired off. I thought golfing was retirement. About our Midtown Mark Cooler question today. Thanks, Greg. I'll tell you what, sometimes that's more stressful than sitting on the couch. We will take a break. When we come back, our Cunningham's Comedy Contest Clip of the Week.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hastings Physical Therapy, the standard for excellence in one-on-one care, is proud to offer Hastings' first and only on-site aquatic therapy pool, featuring state-of-the-art heated therapy pool technology with private locker rooms. Providers to Hastings College, The Danger, and South Central Nebraska. Make us your choice when you need physical therapy. Open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and conveniently located next to Applebee's on Osborne Drive West. Visit HastingsPhysicalTherapy.com to tour all of our services or call 402-462-2665.
Last year, Kearney Little League won their fifth consecutive Nebraska State Championship, and over 500 area boys and girls played baseball in Kearney Little League. Get your players signed up now for the 2015 season. There's an evening program for ages 8 to 15 and a daytime program run by UNK Baseball for 6 and 7-year-olds. Thank you again to our 2014 sponsors. Sign up at KearneyLittleLeague.org or at the Harmon Park Activity Center on Monday, March 2nd from 6 till 9.
Play ball!
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Crete and Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Crete and Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Holden, you haven't moved in hours.
I know. I need to exercise, but I don't have the motivation.
It's not like you have to run 10 miles or do 1,000 push-ups. All it takes is some physical activity, a short walk, a bike ride, or some disc golf.
That's it?
Just 30 minutes a day will add years to your life.
Wow, I can find that much time every day to be active. It might even be kind of fun.
For more information and helpful resources, check out ActivateBuffaloCounty.com, powered by Buffalo County Community Partners and Safe Routes to School.
If your company or farm is accepting bids on replacing your roofing system, call the company that provides the best products, the best workmanship, and the best service after the job is completed. Lampman Roofing Company. Your project is not handed off to some subcontractor. Eddie Lampman is personally on every job assuring you that your project is always the top quality that you expect. Lampman's spray-on weather and waterproofing systems make your roof look and work like brand new for many years to come for a lot less money. Farmers enjoy Lampman systems that seal leaky grain bin walls and roofs. For a free, no-pressure quote, call 800-942-4331 or 402-670-9167. Saving you on your re-roofing and energy, Lampman Roofing Company. 800-942-4331 for your quote. An A-plus rated Better Business Partner.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life.
This is for you.
And I had to start again. Just my children.
See, not, it's USA music. It's America.
I feel like I'm one of the more patriotic human beings ever. And just because I won't root for LeBron James.
Is that why you wear red, white, and blue? That's why you're all about the Cleveland Indians and red, white, and blue?
Actually, this is just the warmest stocking cap that I have. So that's why I'm wearing my Cleveland Indians stocking cap today. It's all about how warm can you be in a cold situation.
Now, how much gear do you have that isn't UNK or Cleveland Indians but is sports-related?
Every article of clothing that I have is either a UNK or sports-related article, except for my Tony Saddle Shop from Valparaiso, Indiana t-shirt and my World's Best Cheeseburger t-shirt for the I-80 in Iowa that says World's Greatest Cheeseburger on it. Those are the only two things that I have that are not sports-specific or sports-related. And that's sad to say that I can name that. And I take that back. And then I also have two Cleveland Police Department t-shirts that I work out in on a regular basis. Because my brother, I'm very proud of my brother and him being a police officer. But after that, it's all Loper gear. It's all football gear. It's all, you know, Notre Dame, all that type of t-shirts, everything else. There's, that's it. That's all I own. Is in, and pretty much now everything is Under Armour.
Well, yeah. Duh.
Yeah, it was so cold the other day in Pueblo that I had 8 pairs of sleeves on, 3 pairs of tights, and I
How
still had.
Was it
what?
And you and but it was okay to play baseball.
Nah, that's. I mean, when you get into those situations, you just don't talk about it. You're just going to play. I mean, it was 30-ish.
Sure.
Ish.
But hey, it's a dry heat.
Yeah, it was a dry cold. You know, it wasn't that damp cold that you get, you know.
Let's do our Cunningham's comedy clip. We do it on Tuesday. We draw out after the Wednesday show. The winner receives two tickets to the early show on Thursday night at Cunningham's Journal. This week, Mark Poulos is the comedian, and so Mark Poulos is there on Thursday night. If you get a chance, go on out and catch it. What we're going to do here is play our comedy clip, and then we have multiple ways for you to enter. You can email the program. You can check it out on Facebook and listen to the clip again and respond. All we need is your name, phone number to contact you if you're the winner, and, of course, your answer. We're going to play a clip from a television show, a movie, stand-up. All you have to do is tell us the person that's doing the comedy routine or whoever the movie or television show is about. And here is this week's Cunningham's comedy clip.
A man in Seattle started a fire at his house when he tried to kill a spider with spray paint and a lighter. That story again, weed is now legal in Seattle. So they...
Oh, man, a spider! That's not a spider, that was my flip-flop.
If you know the answer to who that is on our Cunningham's comedy clip, all you have to do is email the Dent Popper inbox, comment on our Facebook post, or you can call or text our Cunningham's comedy contest line, and that number is 308-646-0506. 308-646-0506. We'll play it again tomorrow. It'll be up on the Facebook page, and of course, your opportunity to be a winner comes up tomorrow after the program. We will contact the winner and get you off to Cunningham's. This is a Tuesday, right? Is it Tuesday?
Yes.
Not much going on for Huskers, Lopers, Hastings College, but we do have high school basketball action coming your way tonight and on four stations. We will have both of the Hastings games, both Adams Central and St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia is up first against Donovan Trumbull on 1230 KHAS at 6. That game is in Minden. The Adams Central girls are playing at Grand Island Northwest against St. Paul, conference of foe at 7:30. So those games will be back-to-back. Here on ESPN, we'll be at Kearney Catholic High School for the D 110, Axtell and Overton at 6, Elm Creek and Amherst at 7:45. On the FM dial, the Breeze 94.5 will have the D19 from St. Cecilia, Blue Hill, Harvard at 6, Red Cloud, Kennesaw at 7:45, and on Classic Hits 98.9, the C110 from Lexington, Minden and Gothenburg at 5 o'clock. That's an early start time. Minden, Gothenburg at 5, Kearney Catholic and Cozad will then play at 7, and we'll follow the sub-district finals also coming up on Thursday night, and you can go to PlatteRiverPreps.com for more information. And also, congratulations to Tri-City Storm defenseman Bobby Nardella. He's been named the USHL Defenseman of the Week. Give me some Loper baseball news. You talked a little bit about the 1-2, but what do we got going on this weekend?
Well, this weekend's when it all starts. I mean, this is University of Central Oklahoma, opening round of our first weekend of our conference series. They were picked to finish second or third in the league. They're rated seventh in the region heading into the preseason polls. And, you know, it's been a tough place for us to play. We've not had a lot of success down there, so we're looking forward to the opportunity. We kind of had to move some things up already. Goes to show you schedule-wise and weather-wise, we're supposed to get some pretty bad snow on Sunday, Monday, so now we're going to have to play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so we got to leave a day earlier than anticipated and kind of do the whole shuffling of schedules and whatnot. But, you know, I'm excited. We had a good preseason. We really did. It's not the record that we want in the preseason, but that's the reason why you play those preseason games to get ready for the conference season. And so we got a lot of things to work on, a lot of things to get better at, but I like where we're at mentally. I like where we're at accepting the challenges to kind of address some of our shortfalls and understanding what it is that we're trying to accomplish, not only on the mound, but in the batter's box. And we've played really good defense, knock on wood, so far here in the early part of our season. And so Central Oaks, they're a swinger. I mean, they're gonna bang their bat on the dish, and they're going to see how far they can hit it, and they're going to try to do some things offensively to you that you got to be prepared for. And Dax Leone does a great job down there, and it's a great environment to play in. It's a good facility. It's a good school. It's one of our longer road trips, but It's one of our shorter long trips than we've had already this year. So I know the guys are excited to get back out there, kind of getting a routine now. We've been getting able to do this now. This will be our fourth trip, and we're excited to get down there and get playing.
Will there be any changes? Do you like your rotation from what you've seen? Pitching rotation stays the same?
No, we got to change some things up. Trey Ertmer, one of our guys that was one of our weekend starters, isn't going to be able to go. He's battling a little shoulder tightness and some shoulder issues. And so we're going to have some guys step up and do some things for us. And so we're going to go with Dalton Cowan in game number one. And then in game number two, we're going to go with our freshman, Mitchell Robinson, who has probably been our most consistent starter for us in our first three starts that he's had. He's just been a real gutty, gritty competitor, and we're really excited about where he's at for us. And then we got two wild cards that have been really inconsistent for us in the back half, Ross Mortensen and Chris Sievers. They both have the ability to be very, very successful, and Chris did a phenomenal job. Chris Sievers did a phenomenal job in relief in game number three versus Pueblo, but those two guys have been very inconsistent throughout the entire season, and so if they can give us a consistent effort and they can do some things to put us in a position to be successful, then I like where our chances are with Central Oklahoma. Our offense is close. We've really struggled early here offensively, and really not getting hits, but just getting hits in a row or executing timely. So we've shown glimpses of brilliance, and we've showed some pretty inept at-bats at the same time. And so our biggest issue that we're just dealing with across the board is just our consistency. And so if we can get some consistent performances out of some guys and some guys to step up and be more consistent, then I really like our chances to have a successful season in the MIAA.
Damon Day, head baseball coach at UNK. Quickly, any surprises from the conference as we get ready for the conference season? Anything that surprised or stuck out from non-conference play from the rest of the guys? Team, not you, but the rest of the league?
Just how many teams haven't played very much.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's been a weather thing or if they were purposely doing that. There's kind of two schools of thought. You either front load your schedule like we do, so you play 10 games, and then from there on out it's all conference games. A lot of people like to do one weekend and then save their six non-conference games for midweek games, so then you can kind of develop some things. And
yeah,
for us, it just doesn't work that way because of the weather.
Yeah.
So we just try to get them all in early.
All right. Well, good luck this weekend.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
You'll be in Oklahoma. I'll be in Omaha.
There you go.
We'll both be where we want to be.
Exactly.
Hey, we want to thank Brian Locks, head wrestling coach at Hastings, from the Nebraska School Activities Association, Ron Higdon, also Jim Purcell over at Hastings with the Pheasants Forever. Tomorrow, our Loper Link with UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer, and more on Wednesday. We will see you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.